Yes, indeed, and let's add Space Force on there. That's right. The melody, the United States military melody. Good afternoon or good late afternoon, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Let's stand by for a PSA announcement. Well, welcome to a very special... That's right, a very special Veterans Day today. As we're thanking everybody, we're thanking all of our military personnel, all the hard work that you do. We've got family members, I personally do, you guys do too, and I know you know somebody that has served our country. And we thank each and every one of you. Today is your day, and you will never be forgotten. And we pray for y'all daily, and we want you to know that. And we thank God for your safety. We pray for God's total protection on our military personnel, which later on we'll be closing out and praying for our military personnel. Hope everybody's doing well today. I am CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your independent clergy here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. That's right. I want to remind you before we get started on our special programming today for our veterans on today being November the 11th, 2021, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can email me here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. And my email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. That's right, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Check that like button and follow me all over networks, okay? All right. Now, I'm going to be teaching a little bit, and I know you are probably wondering what I got going on our program. Today on our show, we're going to be playing a little bit of music, and also I'm going to be just teaching a little bit briefly about a closer look at our Veterans Day of today, okay? So we want to look, we're going to be talking a little bit on a closer look at Veterans Day. All right, again, once again, I want to thank everybody, our military personnel. God bless you all. We love you and we appreciate you. Now, my friend Mark Wayne Glassmeyer has a song out, and you can find it on YouTube, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and kick the song off. It's called Going Home with my friend Mark Wayne Glassmeyer.
Like a glove, and I knew that I'd been away far too long. flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. That's the way we should do that. Absolutely. The Pledge of Allegiance, that's a special one. We had the regular one with the children. And then we had the John Wayne Pledge of Allegiance. I thought you guys would really, really love that. So I want to talk briefly, at least a little bit. And then I've got a song, and then I got one more closeout song for our military personnel. Everybody, even the ones that have served. I just want to talk a little bit about a closer look at Veterans Day. You know, the book of Philippians, friends, says, I thank my God every time I remember you. That's in the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. It was the 11th hour on the 11th day in the 11th month in 1918 when the world celebrated as a treaty and was signed ending that was to be the war to end all wars, and that was what WW1 or World War I. 1 year later, on what came to be known as Ameritistic Day, Americans came together to remember and honor the sacrifices that the men and women who served during the war. Soldiers who survived the war marched in the parades and were honored by speeches and ceremonies recognizing their contributions to the peace throughout the world. Congress declared on that Ameritistic Day a national holiday back in, 1938, in case you guys didn't know. By this time, with unrest much in the world back then, Americans realized that World War I, that it would not be the last war. After Second World War II, which was even more bloodier than World War I on the Ameritistic Day, continued to be observed back in 1958, Congress changed the name to the holiday to Veterans Day to include all the veterans of the United States of America and their wars. Today, Americans honor the service and the sacrifice of all of our armed forces in the past, as well as the presence on Veterans Day. The official national ceremony takes place every year at the Arlington National Cemetery at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. A color guard, which is constantly standing there 24/7 around the clock, representing all the branches of the military, executes, presents arms at the tomb, and a presidential wreath is placed on the graves as a bogler that plays the taps. In communities all across the country, there are parades and ceremonies and speeches, and that happened today, usually around 11 in the morning. Americans are encouraged to observe, and I encourage all Americans to observe a moment of silence, to remember those who fought for our freedom. So let's take a closer look. Patrick Henry, back in March the 23rd of 1775, said, "It is so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of the chains of slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." I have to be honest with you, it's quite uncomfortable for me sometimes to look at a closer look at Veterans Day. I am ashamed to admit that it wasn't until recently that a lot of times that our military personnel, even today, are out in the streets and I'm just using where I'm in the area of downtown Fort Worth, and they get unrecognized. Let me ask you guys something. Have you ever thanked a veteran for what they've done? Maybe even your dad, which I thanked him earlier today. My son, I thanked him for serving. Sophia's brother, who served in the military as a Marine. Even if it was a week, 2 weeks, or even years, decades. I think of my late friend Richard, who's gone home to be with the Lord a few years ago. He was in the military for 42 years. He was in the U.S. Air Force. People that have served our country, the blood and the sweat, and said, "I will take a stand to help defend America." We need to thank everybody in the military, uniforms. Just like we should thank our police officers, some of them that are military, that took the courage to want to help protect us across our cities. Take time to thank these guys. Heck, if you got a little extra money, go buy them a cup of coffee today at Starbucks or wherever. I think Black Rifle Coffee is owned by the veterans, somebody told me. Support them, will you? Black Rifle Coffee. Okay? I'm not trying to throw it out too much to you, but I heard that they are veteran-owned. You see, I grew up in a military family. My grandfather, and I just want to talk briefly, he served in the United States Navy. He was a gunner back in the big one, WW2, World War II. During that time, he had caught tuberculosis, or what was called back then TB. He only had one lung. My grandfather had shared many stories and always thanked him for his service. My dad, I think of him too. Served quite a bit as a U.S. Marine. He was on the front line at the time of the war, the Korean War, and the other war that went on. I'm kind of mind blanked. I'm sorry, I'm here at Faith Studio One just reflecting back. Think of my son that served too and others. We think of the Iraq War, all these wars that had happened, the Desert Storm, the ones that we have lost, the loved ones that wives have lost and they're not even able to have their husbands come back home, or maybe their husbands are looking for their wives and their wives aren't back home. My thoughts and prayers are with you all. They really are. It is so vitally important to never forget these people. And they're not just people. They're like me and you. They're human beings. But they go out there and they're sacrificing their body. Training. Hard training. To serve our country. To help protect our country. And today and tonight and tomorrow, even though it's Veterans Day, they're celebrating, but they're not with their families right now. They may be across, they may be on the other side of the world right now. They may be in Japan. If you're from Texas, they may be in Japan or wherever you're from. I want to thank each and every one of you guys that have family members that serve. I will never know their names till I get up to heaven one day. But I want to thank them. I want to thank the ones that did serve too as well. Another thing I want to tell you, in closing out a little bit of this here, and I know I'm kind of all over the map a little bit. Let's talk a little briefly about outside the cocoon. It wasn't until the terrorists attacked us, sadly, on September the 11th of 2001, we began to peek on the outside of the uncomfortable, of this comfortable cocoon that we lived in the United States, remember? At the life in our countries and the little freedom. You've seen all over the news and stuff about the treatment that the women over in the Middle East countries had went through, the beatings they went through on the streets, sadly. People starving to death all across the world. You're seeing it as our culture is changing, as the world is getting more eviler and eviler. Someone had asked me the other day, they said, CA, our culture is changing. Yes, it is every day. Why is the world the way it is? It's been like that. It's just the can of the worms have opened up even more. And it's so vitally important that we teach our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. And we keep God, I can't stress it enough, guys, we got to keep God first place in our life and love one another. This country is so divided. We need to pull together. Not a lot of people are going to pull together. I'm not talking mask, non-mask, vaccinated, non-vaccinated, COVID. I mean, it's been a tough year, couple of years. We need to try to support. We need to try to love. Well, we don't even try to love. We need to love one another. Vitally important. And it's with a heavy heart that I say that. One thing I do want to say, just want to, on closing out on this, what I'm talking about, in Sudan, even children that are tortured and murdered, sadly, because their refusal to deny their faith in Jesus Christ. See, there's people over the world, too, that they want them to deny that there's no God, but their faith is strong, and they take a stand for Christ. In Central America, there's a lot of disagreements with government policies. The list of human rights violations. You see that everywhere. Yet we sit here in the wealthiest nation on earth, free to attend a church that we're at of our choice, to use our own Bibles, or if you guys nowadays use your Bible apps or tablet pastors out there, and I'm not making fun of the tablet pastors. I'm just saying there's a lot of you guys that do tablets, and that's okay. Something about holding the Word of God, though. I hope y'all don't get away from that, pastor friends of mine. If you're representing your churches out in the world, one piece of advice I give you, whether you want to hear it or not, I'm just going to speak it out, is even though you carry your tablets, can you at least carry a Bible to represent, you know, it ain't no debate or anything, but can you do that? Can you just carry your Bible to represent God's Word? And it's okay to have it on the phone. But maybe someone out on the streets out there doesn't even know what an iPhone is or what an Android phone is. Think about that. It's very important. It kind of saddens me because I know a lot of minister friends out there that say, well, you know, I don't even carry my Bible anymore. Well, that's fine. If it's on your phone, that's fine. I'm not even going to make it a debate. But what I will tell you is, to me, it's very important to have that grip of the Bible, to have God's Word, because you never know. You may be walking by and you might be that beacon lighthouse that throws the bread out to somebody. I encourage everybody, I challenge everybody to do that. Now, I'll kind of get off the high horse on that. But, and you know, another thing too is you get to choose if you find a mate that you want to marry or if you don't want to marry him. That's part of having a free country or freedom. So my question to you is, why can't we enjoy these freedom? Because men and women in our armed forces understand that freedom has a cost. Since the birth of our nation, brave men and women have stepped forward. God bless them all. They've weighed the cost and have chosen down to lay their lives for their service of their fellow countrymen. Again, thank you just isn't enough for our military personnel and our veterans out there. We need to pass these truths on to our future generations, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family members, sons and daughters. Go back to Scripture, highlight it, John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. I've got two songs I want to play before I close out and pray for our military personnel. Can't stress it enough. Think a serviceman when you're out and about and you see him in uniform. Just say, hey, I want to thank you for your service. That's going to give them an emotional uplift. Can you imagine what they've been through? They've seen it all. They have. So I encourage you to do that. Okay? So we're going to play a couple of songs, and then we're going to say a prayer for our U.S. military personnel.
We're gonna make it. tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
amen. God bless the USA. Lee Greenwood, friends, thank you so much for tuning in to the special edition of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, late afternoon special. That's right, honoring our veterans out there, and let's say a prayer for them. Okay, let's kind of come united as one. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray that you just continue to watch over and guide and protect us. We thank you for our military personnel, the front line that's out there, the ones that are out there, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, and let's add the Space Force on there. Oh Lord, I just pray for total protection of all of our military personnel, the ones that have served, we thank them, the ones that have gone on, that have fought in the wars, that fought for our country. We pray for them and we pray for their family. And today, as they remembered their loved one they might have lost or something, or mom, dad, husband, wife, oh Lord, wrap your arms around them and keep them ever so tight. We thank you so much for all you do, for we love you. In Christ's name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. All right, I'm getting ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio One on a very special evening edition. Happy Veterans Day to all of our military, U.S. military personnel. Again, thank you for serving. The ones that have served, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. And enjoy life, definitely, for sure. Don't take it for granted. LIFE exclamation point dot. Till we meet again, y'all have a great day. Bye for now.